What's up, everyone? This is Josh.
This is Andrew.
Welcome to Stick to Your Guns.
And you're listening to
The Nardcast.
That is right. You're listening to the freshest podcast on the planet. That's right. The Nardcast. We're doing it to it right here on a lovely Saturday night. That's right. Episode 110. We're talking at day 29 out of 30. Wow. We're almost done. That's right. If you don't know, now you know. We're actually wrapping up the project, the 30 on 30, meaning we do 30 episodes in 30 days. Wow, I'm stumbling. That's because I probably had way too much to drink. But anyway, it's all good. Had a great time today. What did I do today? I slept in for sure. Then I went and hung out with a friend of mine, Haiti, and down in Tijuana just about. It felt like Tijuana. But yeah, it was a good time. Hung out, kick it with some peeps, some new friends. Did it to it, whatever. But yeah, it was good times. Had a couple shots, whatever, you know. But now I'm home kicking it, chilling. Have got some Martin on the television right now, and we're gonna do it to it. Today I'm gonna go ahead and get right into a genre of folk, and I got three artists slash bands that I want to talk about today, or tonight rather, and one being the Nardicals. And we're gonna play a song called A Season in Love. That's right. And we're gonna play this song probably last. I think I'm gonna probably hit them last. So first I want to play, let me see what I want to play. I'm playing Late Night Howl. Yeah, they're ranking number 3 right now in the folk, acoustic, and freak folk, whatever that is, in San Diego. And we're talking about Pablo, Gabriel, Israel, and David making this band called Late Night Howl. That's right. And we're gonna play a song here called, what am I gonna play? Let's see. Sorry guys, I'm trying to figure out what song I'm gonna play. It's actually, if you do go check out their YouTube channel, there's a song that I'm gonna play that's actually from YouTube. It's a really good song. And again, this is a folk band right here from San Diego. Everything today is gonna basically be San Diego based for sure. And I'm gonna play a song again by Late Night Howl. That's right, Late Night Howl. And the song is called Days Have Gone. And this is the official song right here. And it's also found on YouTube. So hit it up. And till then, hit up the Reverb Nation. ReverbNation.com/Late Night Howl. That's right. And hit them up on Facebook and all that good stuff. Tell them you heard them right here on the Nardcast. And then we're going to play a song again called... Oops, sorry. Called... Days Have Gone. That's right, right here on episode 112, and we're talking day 29, wrapping it up right here soon. Tomorrow, Sunday, will be the last one. I gotta think of what I'm gonna do, but till then, hit up this song right here, Days Have Gone by Late Night Howl, right here on the freshest podcast on the planet, The Nardcast. Yeah, buddy.
Days have gone and I'm still have gone and I still drink beer, thinking of me, thinking of you, thinking of all the things I'd like to do. Days have gone and I'm still here. Years ago I felt more like myself. I heard the old folks say time would tell. Thinking of me, thinking of you, thinking of all the things I'd like to do. Days have gone and I'm still thank you.
play. That was Late Night Howl, a song called Days Have Gone. Hit up their YouTube channel. Check out the actual music video for that. And we're going to move on to another San Diego band called Amigo the Devil. That's right. We're going to play a song called The Recluse. And it's a pretty cool song. Actually, check out the music video found on their YouTube channel. So hit that up. This is the official video for their out for their song The Recluse. And this is another awesome, actually this is a single dude, this is like an awesome dude that goes by Amigo the Devil. He sounds kind of like actually, believe it or not, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds a little bit, Tom Waits, got a little Johnny Cash feel too, got a nice little folk feel right here. So hit him up right on ReverbNation.com/AmigoTheDevil. Tell him you heard him right here on one of the best podcasts on the planet, and we're talking episode 112, day 29 of 30. So yeah, hit it up, and we're gonna play a song called The Recluse, and right here on episode 112, son. Yeah, buddy.
I think she came over to feel worth more than a body in the ground. I poured her a drink to calm her nerves, but this earth had broken her spirits down. Said hang around, let down your hair, then talked about the others that were buried there. We danced and took a moonlight stroll, but that's when I wanted to be alone. So I took off the coat. Went home and kept working on my vest. She had secrets she wanted to get off her chest. I'll take the burden if you need, and I'll spill my guts if you follow my lead. 'Cause I need to feel comfortable in my own skin. But I think I like the one that you're living in. So I'll cut to the chase, just don't try to leave, 'cause these hands are stronger than you're led to. It's always a drag to be on the fence about who you are and its consequence. But God knows I'll do what I need. That's why the devil came and sold his fucking soul to me. But I think I like the one that you're living in. So I'll cut to the chase, just don't try to leave, 'cause these hands are stronger than you're led to believe. That the neighbors would hear her cries, but I wasn't made to feel anything that's mine.
All right, that was a song called The Recluse by Amigo the Devil. Tell me you heard him right here on the Narcast, episode 112, day 29 of 30. And if you don't know, now you know. It's the we're doing 30 episodes in 30 days, and we're on day 29. And I'm loving this, man. I'm almost done. That means I could take a little break from doing all these episodes. I really appreciate everybody sticking around and listening and all that good stuff. And if you want to just go back and listen to some of the episodes from this project, just hit it up, the Narcast.podcast. thejanardramatic.com, and I'm also have them all on the janard.blogspot.com as well. Plus, if you have the Podomatic app, or if you have Stitcher Radio or iTunes, they'll all be living there as well. So please feel free to subscribe to either one of those social media apps. And also hit me up on Facebook, man. I need some followers. So hit me up on there, facebook.com/TheNardCast. And I want to go ahead and say thanks for listening on this lovely Saturday night. And we're going to talk a little bit about some more music, probably some new music discoveries tomorrow. Probably won't go all out as I promised, but we'll see what happens, you know. But I'm going to go ahead and get this one out here, out on the social world and the internet. And we're going to end this episode with the Nardicles. I kind of like this song here called A Season in Love, parentheses, The Real Thing. So, yeah, it's really good. It's a really awesome song. I want you guys, that's why I'm going to end it with this. Again, this is another San Diego group. So, yeah, check them out right here on the Nardcast. Tell them you heard them on the Nardcast. Find them on Reverb Nation. And also they have a Facebook, Twitter, and original website, all that good stuff. So yeah, tell him you heard him right here. Till then, see you tomorrow. I am out. Peace.
She touched the calluses on his fingers and told him he was her very favorite singer. They both knew very well he could not sing. The romance wasn't bad, but neither of them had any notion it might be the real thing. She wasn't crazy about his looks, they didn't read the same kinds of books, but they clung to one another all through the spring. He wrote her pretty songs and was learning as they went along. It was looking more and more like the real thing. He spent most his days and nights with her. Things were heavy, that's for sure. What had started out as something like a fling, while he was lying by her, he knew the fat was in the fire when she asked him if it might be the real thing. Then one day he felt impossibly sad, thinking about all the times he'd had. They were drifting apart, he could feel it happening. Hands began to shake, and he knew both their hearts would break to realize that it was not the real thing. Were circling. She shook her head, saying, "You don't have to explain. I knew all along it was not the real thing." To see her suddenly was a shock at a party down the block. He noticed she no longer wore his ring. He quietly excused himself when he saw she was with someone else, and he hoped that she might find the real thing. Some time went by and they both forgot. He met another girl who was witty and hot. Fell for her as he pushed her on a swing. His mind was filled with doubt, but now he was finding out that it doesn't have to be the real thing. No, it doesn't have to be the real thing.